Today, I'm going to take time and visit with Josh Heyer. Josh, a superintendent from the Ogden School District. And good to have you back.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks. Glad to be here today.
April's been kind of a busy time for, well, busy for all schools, pretty much.
Yes. I'm finding out that the role of a superintendent in the spring is very busy. There's a lot going on. So, yeah, we've been moving and shaking a lot.
Well, you, like everybody else, had to get your budget done, and we'll go with that first because that's one of the easy ones. The budget had part of it, again, waiting to see what the state was going to do. Once you found out, pretty easy to put everything together, and you did your hearing middle of the month on the 15th. You kind of shifted your meeting to be able to get the publication notice in and get it done, but really nobody coming to make any comment about it.
We did not see anybody at our April 15th. So we had our initial meeting back in March, and we had, I believe, one community member come and just ask some clarifying questions about our tax rate. But no, we opened it up for some public comment on the 15th, and nobody was present for that.
Yeah. Did the rate settle down a little bit once you found out how much you were getting? You were able to knock it down a little bit?
So, yeah, we ended up landing
that's
on
what
that,
most of you did.
That $13.55, yeah. Which is about a quarter different than what it was previously last year.
So, good.
So we went from a $13.80 to a $13.55, but we feel good about that tax rate, and it's able to generate what we need to be able to operate for this upcoming school year.
And your district, are you looking at new money? New money part coming pretty good. Two and a half percent, I guess, is what they did.
Yeah. So overall, they did that 2.5% for SSA. You know, and I think we always want more.
Sure.
You know, obviously, everybody wants more money, but you know, overall, that's able to allow us to do what we need to do. We did get additional TSS money, which is teacher supplemental salary. One of the big initiatives that they had this year at the legislative session was the AEA, but then also with that, they tied on there some initial minimum salaries of $47,500 for new teachers, and then year 12 would be that $60,000. Those TSS dollars really are allocated specifically for people that were not meeting those thresholds to be able to get them up to that point.
So in the board going, okay, well, those are challenges you have.
Yes.
Trying to do that. So we've touched on the AEA issues a little bit before with what they've come out with and what the governor signed. Obviously, for you guys in Ogden, your big thing was we want to continue to maintain our services that we have for our students.
We do.
And does it look like that's going to be the case? I mean, AEAs seem to be willing to work with it.
Yeah, obviously, we've had a longstanding good partnership with Heartland AEA. It's our agency that supports and serves us. And I think it's going to be a wait and see, you know, over this next year on, you know, what that's going to fully look like. We're optimistic to continue to be able to partner with them. There's some educational services and media service dollars that will stay local, and then we'll be able to, like a fee structure, if you will, to be able to pay for those. But we're excited that our special education services through AEA is able to stay intact. And honestly, Jim, with that question, it's almost more of a let's wait and see what happens over this next year to be able to kind of see how that shakes out. And we hope to have a long partnership with AEA.
Well, I understand the streamlining of the agencies and everything else, but and I understand also that there are a number of people that work for the AEA that, you know, not real comfortable with what was going on. So we might be looking at some challenges for personnel-wise anyway. But again, bottom line for the districts is always all of our districts is we have students that need these services. Our teachers use these services, and that's what we want to maintain.
Absolutely. We want to be able to continue, first and foremost, the student. That's our number one person. That's our number one customer. We want to make sure that we're supporting their unique needs. But in order to be able to meet their needs, we also need to invest in our teachers and with professional development, learning services, media services. So we're going to continue to hopefully be able to do that. Even though those dollars are able to stay home, we want to be able to invest those back into our most valuable resource, which is our staff.
Okay. And that's... That's what everybody likes to do. Keep doing that. One of the things that had been going on, and you got a, preliminary report, your facilities?
We did do an overall.
You got a little summary of what happened there, or
so
what are we looking at?
Yeah, we partnered with ISG, that is an architectural firm in the Midwest here. And again, I've given this analogy, but we wanted to look beyond just the outer surface of our facilities. We wanted to look underneath a little bit more. They were able to come in and be able to do a comprehensive analysis, and they gave us back a final report. And they really broke it up into three different areas: areas that need to be addressed within the next 3 years, things that probably need to be addressed within the next 7 to 8 years, and then things that need to be 10 years and beyond. And honestly, I think by getting that report, we're able to really be able to be more purposeful with our dollars that we have coming together, and or plan moving forward to say, hey, here are some critical things. One of the things just to mention is that our facilities overall are in really top-notch shape.
All the work that's been
done. Superintendents, the boards, the community support has positioned us really well. And we have a high school that was built in 1967. You know, so you start to think about that. That's 55 years old, and some of the things that are still in there are still, you know, pretty old. So we're going to have to really look and be strategic on how we continue to maintain top-notch facilities and just be conscientious to our taxpayers as well.
Those are kind of the same things that I see mostly when you get facility. Everybody goes, well, you just have this new building, a new addition on there. We do, but we have an old part that has maybe some old windows in it. That might be something we're looking at in 5 years. Roof.
Yes.
The roof is all. Iowa's got flat roof. We have flat roofs, and those are always in need of attention. So
yeah, ultimately, we want to be able to provide the best educational experience for our kids, and I think that starts with the state-of-the-art learning environments. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just a balance of all of those things, and I think the report, now that we have that, I think it's an opportunity for us to have some work sessions to be able to really work with our board and say, okay, this is what experts are saying. How are we going to approach that systematically, intentionally over the next 10 years to be able to continue to maintain these? If we neglect it, all of a sudden 10 to 15 years from now, we're going to be in a lot of trouble.
It comes up a lot faster than a lot of people think.
Yes, it does.
And it gives you time also to take a look at how do we finance it?
Yes.
Are we going to use our saved dollars? What are we going to do? How are we going to handle that? So, again, that's why you have the board. Make them work at it.
Yes.
That's what they have to do. Some of the other things that came up, again, we already talked about the budget. Oh, the school calendar. Yeah, everybody had to end up doing theirs. Some had done them earlier, and the legislature didn't make any moves.
I was dragging my feet a little bit, you know, in my thought
process. Well, you're not the only one. There were a lot.
I didn't want to publish a report, or excuse me, a calendar for the 24-25 school year, and then if legislation was be able to give us some flexibility, have to pull that back. So I was dragging my feet. Nothing actually ended up happening with legislative session this year. Maybe sometime in the future it will. So our start date was August 23rd. So we actually had an initial meeting on March is where we presented the proposal, and then we had our public hearing on that April meeting.
So we got bottom line is, we're starting on 23rd. We've got the big break over Christmas. Got some challenges tied in with getting it in a reasonable amount of time. That's the big thing. That we're not a lot of open opportunities there for like snow days or makeup days and things. Yeah.
You're correct. This year, we were able to, our board actually took some action and forgave some days because we were over a number of hours for our students. If I'm looking forward into the 24-25, because of just the way the holidays fall, Jim, if we have a snow day or two, we're making them up next year.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're not the only one. They're all, all the superintendents were like, we don't have a lot of choices with it. There's only so many things you can do.
It was a tight one.
Well, make it work anyway, that we've got that going on. I do know there was another meeting that was held this past week where you did have some strategic planning that was going on. That's something you had been wanting to do. It kind of with the plan, rather with the facilities report, everything else, it kind of all ties into this.
It does. You know, so I'm a big believer in plan your work and work your plan. You know, so with me being a first-year superintendent, I view that I've been utilizing this first year to really develop what that plan is, so that I'm excited starting July, you know, of this coming year, we're able to actually then move forward with that. We partnered with Teamworks as a consulting firm, and they just help us with the development of strategic planning. And honestly, there's been a lot of time and energy put into this over the last 4 or 5 months, where we've reached out to different stakeholders and gotten their input. And ultimately, this was really an opportunity for our board to come together with our leadership team and really be able to see what was the end product of that. So we're on the final stages of wrapping up that strategic plan, but we're getting really close.
The other meetings that were held before, I know, because you'd touched on them, so I've got a couple of meetings coming up this week on this, and we'll have this group coming in here in another 2 weeks. But was a good participation, good input?
Overall, really good input. I ended up identifying probably around 25 teachers that were able to be on the strategic planning team. And I guess I wouldn't say just teachers. There were some administrators. We had some associates in that. And then also one of the things that we identified was is it's called desired daily experiences. What do we hope to strive for on a daily basis for our teachers, for our students, and for our families? And we actually gained input from each of those stakeholder groups on be able to create those. So that's really going to be the driver of a lot of the things that we do moving forward is if this is what our stakeholders and our patrons say they want each and every day from Ogden Community Schools, how are we going to make sure that that comes to fruition? You know, so that could be the decisions that we make, the professional development that we make, the environment that we create. That's going to be the driver of that strategic plan.
You know that having a good team to work with in Teamworks, this is what they do. Was the board? I mean, because one of their things is engage the board. And so I'm guessing this week, was there engagement? Did they get them going, you know, taking a serious look at what alternatives? Where would you like to go? How would you like to get there?
It was, you know, so ultimately they came and presented the findings that a lot of the people that were doing the heavy lifting, but then also they shifted that to the board, you know, and the board has some roles in that governance level.
Sure.
You know, so they really started talking about what is the mission? What is the vision? What is the strategic goals that we want? And then how do you as a board make policies and decisions that are going to be able to support that strategic plan? So I think overall it was a really good work session that we had, and I think everybody that has been part of that process is excited on how that's going to be our northern star, our compass for Ogden schools moving forward.
It's one of those that, and leave some flexibility for as things adjust and change, you can move with it.
They do. It is a fluid document. So even though it is a 3-year strategic plan, every year we're going to be looking back and saying, did we accomplish, did we not accomplish with the decisions and the economy, whatever might be coming in as inputs, how are we going to adjust that for the next year?
Did the board has previously done board goals, district for the board itself and for the district also, I'm sure. Most do.
Yeah, they did.
So this kind of would tie in with that.
It will tie into that, you know. So some of the goals that we had were, you know, be financially stable, make sure that we're achieving at high levels. Those were some of the things, and really, I think, managing during COVID, as well as a lot of the significant construction changes, you know, with the closure of how moving things around. So I think that was some of the drivers of the board in the past, which was good work. It was what needed to be done at the time. And now with the strategic plan, we're going to be focusing on achievement levels, working on providing the best culture for our staff and our students and our families. We're going to work on growth, and that growth is for the students as well as for staff. And then also just how are we maximizing our resources? And when I say resources, that's facilities, it's our finances, it's our people, and making sure that we are leveraging them the best that we can to be able to get return on our investment. So those are ultimately going to be, I think, some of the board goals is those four priorities.
Sure. It makes sense. That's what they're working with. And again, it's like you said before, it's a roadmap. It just doesn't mean we can't take a little jog around and when we need to meet something specific to do that. But so basically, you do realize your next regular board meeting is the last one before graduation.
It's sneaking up on us.
We're going to be done, huh?
Yeah, I actually met with a couple of kids the other day, and I asked them how many more days left, and it was in the teens, and I was like, wow, where'd the year go?
Yeah, no, it's been a busy one, busy. What else is happening right now for the district?
You know, honestly, we're just trying to wrap up. You know, yeah. Postseason will be here for some of our extracurriculars. So, you know, golf is going on. I think we have some students that participate in soccer with Boone. We've had some good representation on the track, you know, either with our junior high level. They've been winning a number of events and actually coming home with some trophies. And then even at the varsity and JV level, we have some people that have been representing Ogden and doing a great job. So we're excited about, you know, the postseason, which will be coming. Prom will be on May 4th.
Yeah.
So we have the Grand March, we'll have the prom, and then after prom. So that's obviously an exciting event. And then, you know, graduation will be quickly upon us.
Yeah, it comes, it's like, whoa, there it is. So what are some of the things that you look at towards summer? Are you going to have like some summer programming, or what's your preference? What is the staff's preference, and what do the students need?
Yeah, so our elementary is actually planning some summer school for some identified students, be able to bring them in for the month of June. For me personally, I've been working with our buildings and grounds and SBO on some critical projects that we're going to be looking at. So, you know, the track is going to get resurfaced.
Yeah.
You mentioned roofs earlier. We got a section of a roof that's going to get done. You know, and so there's just some of those critical projects that are going on. For me, I'm gonna do two critical things. I'm gonna really hopefully onboard some of our new leadership team and bring them on board in July. And honestly, I'm gonna push away, Jim. I need to take some time for myself and kind of recharge. So I think it's continuing to do the work that we're doing. I'm excited about what we've done this last year, and I'm excited for the years to come. So for me this summer, it's gonna be really positioning us for the 24-25 school year.
So some of the things with your new leadership team that'll be coming in, you will be working with a lot of your teacher leaders on what we're gonna do. And I'm pretty sure a lot of them are going to be looking at what do we need to do over the summer to be ready in the fall.
That's correct. Yeah, and honestly, so myself and Amy Krause, she'll be returning elementary principal. We've actually already started to have some of those conversations about planning those planning sessions for the summer and bringing our leadership team, our teacher leaders in, and really helping get a good plan in place based off of the strategic plan so that when August 23rd approaches, we're ready to hit the ground running.
Yeah, because you don't have a lot of free days there, just saying. none of you guys will, none of the schools will. Again, I appreciate you taking time coming in to talk. And by the way, congratulations, got a new 3-year contract he did. That was one of the many things that happened in the meetings here this month. It's been a busy, it has been very busy this month.
It's been a busy month overall.
Well, it all started when the legislature waited until the very end to give you your allowable growth. That kind of held everybody up a little bit.
It definitely impacted us when we're looking at teacher contracts and budget and all those things. So we were able to do it. I got a good team around me. And honestly, I think we took care of our teachers and everybody overall. Yeah.
With your new leadership team that's coming in, obviously you've been keeping in contact with them. And are they excited? Some come on earlier than others, but you're going to have a whole crowd really once we hit August.
Yeah, they're excited. I've been in contact with them. It's a balance of trying to have them be excited and withhold that, or not hold it, but manage it.
Manage it,
and
yeah,
know that they also have a job and a responsibility that they need with the school district that they're currently serving in. So we're just trying to make sure that we keep them informed, but I don't want to overwhelm them.
Yeah.
July 1 will be here fast enough.
It'll get here. Joshua Heyer, our guest, our superintendent from the Ogden School District. Thanks for joining us.
Appreciate it.